What is going on? Welcome to the Message Podcast with yours truly, Angel. This month's episode is called Season of Marriage. You may or may not remember episode 12 was titled Season of Singleness, so you can consider this episode here as a part two or a sequel in a sense. If you're listening right now, I hope you're doing well. Matter of fact, I hope you're blessed and that last year has been full of growth and an abundance of blessings. I miss you, and yes, I know I have not dropped a podcast in so long, and I'm honestly not okay with that. It's been way too long, so for that, my sincerest apologies. There have been tons of significant life changes for your boy. The title of this episode more than likely gave it away as to what those life changes may be. If you're wondering, yep, I am now a married man. I got married back in November of 2021, so I've officially been married for a little over a year now. 2 months ago, my wife and I celebrated our one-year anniversary with a little getaway, and it reminded me of how badly I wanted to create a podcast about this season, so I think it's only appropriate that my first episode in 2 years is around this amazing new season of my life. So much has changed for me while in this season that I'd like to share with you in hopes that it blesses you and gives you some insight on this sacred covenant that was created by God. Marriage has been such a beautiful season for me. I have grown so much in the last year, and I attribute so much of that growth to my loving wife, Samantha. I gotta say, it is such a blessing to know that the second biggest decision in my life after accepting Christ, I got right by marrying her. So now that I'm married a little over a year now, I finally feel like I can give you guys my perspective on marriage in hopes that you may understand not only how incredible it is, but also how serious you should take it if you're not already. As beautiful as marriage is, it really does take work, as I'm sure you've heard countless times before. So I really hope this episode helps reinforce that for you, because you need to be sure of the person that you'll eventually marry. Because as Christians, besides for the reasons, you know, such as like sexual immorality, there is no bailing out. You fight for your marriage. So I want you to make sure it's with someone who will too. Okay, now before we hop into my perspective on my season of marriage, I do think it's important to talk a little bit about the time after I dropped the Season of Singleness episode. Singleness was like every season, a beautiful season, but not always the easiest. If you're currently in that season, I understand the ups and downs, trust me. There were a couple of painful lessons I had to learn from entertaining the wrong people. Some situations were toxic, to the point where it made me question my self-worth. I compromised a little bit as well. There were various values, whether it be moral or just straight up preference, that I knew wouldn't work with mine, but I kept trying to make it work. Take it from me. Don't ever do that. Do not ever compromise on what you are looking for in a future spouse. I eventually learned this lesson the hard way, and that's what allowed me to stop compromising and wasting my time with people who were not meant for me. If you're single, take my advice. Do not compromise or settle. What you're looking for, as long as it's in God's will, is out there. I promise. Just be patient. While patience is important, it doesn't mean we just sit around and wait either. I encourage you to always strive for growth in all areas of life. Make sure you're growing in your faith, because it will serve you not only in marriage, but in life as well. We should always try to strive for closeness with God, and your future spouse will thank you for it. Okay, so now let's skip ahead a little bit. 9 months after a pretty toxic situation, I was on the dating app Hinge scrolling one night when I matched up with this beautiful girl. Now, if you don't know what Hinge is, it's a dating app that operates differently from other apps. You can't swipe, so it encourages you to actually invest some time into reading about the other person. Definitely a more serious app than others you probably heard of before, like Tinder or Bumble. Now, mind you, I was around a week away from deleting this app because I was rarely on it. But on that night, I matched up with this beautiful girl named Samantha. Now, on her profile, she had a prompt which asked her, "What is something that is non-negotiable?" To which her response was, "Spiritual beliefs." So in my head, I'm like, oh, well, okay, that could mean anything, especially in this day and age. Let me just cut to the chase and find out. So I replied back to the prompt with, "Hoping it's Jesus, right?" She replied back with a yes and a smiley face. I mean, not knowing, she purposely wanted someone Christian to ask about it. So that's how everything started, with God. Now, it's pretty crazy looking back at this part because this was during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, around May of 2020. So we had to resort to texting a ton and FaceTiming before we even got to meet in person. It sounds crazy, you know, but do you remember how it was back then? Procrastinating, go out in public for groceries because you didn't want to get sick. Gloves everywhere you went. Lysol, forget about getting a can of that. Crazy to think how the world has changed in the last 3 years. Anyways, phase one wasn't even around yet, so no restaurants were yet opened. And back then, we were all still pretty paranoid and didn't have a handle yet as to how contagious COVID was. Some of the toughest times to decide to date, if you ask me. But God finds a way. So anyways, we had around 2 FaceTime dates before we decided to finally go on a date in person. Now, the conversations from the very beginning always felt so natural. Immediately, I was stunned as to how down-to-earth and warm Sammy was. I remember being so nervous before our first FaceTime. I had a mug of water that I would use to sip on in case like I got nervous. It's insane looking back. But all that nervousness melted away so fast. It was insane. We instantly connected. Our FaceTime dates would easily last hours, only cut short because I'm sure she was starving and I wanted to give her a chance to be able to eat. We never had any awkward pauses. Because I had dealt with a toxic situation 9 months prior, I was definitely more cautious than in the past. In the past, one of my biggest mistakes was getting emotionally invested too early to the point where it was difficult bailing out once I saw character traits that I saw in the other person that showed that we were incompatible. So as a result, after that, I definitely moved slower emotionally. Thankfully, she also didn't want to waste time. One of the first things I remember asking her on our first FaceTime date was her testimony. Our testimony is one of the most powerful things we can share to someone else. So it was important for me to see God's work in someone else's life. Where was she in her walk? On these apps, I had encountered my fair share of people who claim to be Christian, but were not actively living it out. She felt the same way. She wanted to make sure I was actively pursuing Christ and could show qualities that would be important in marriage. Much of her testimony was similar to things I've lived, and it was beautiful knowing we related to one another. We also talked about our dreams and goals because it was important to know that ours would not clash with one another. Imagine, you know, someone wanting to stay in a particular state while the other person, you know, wants to travel abroad or whatever. I mean, you know, those things are important to talk about. So I told her I enjoyed writing music, battle rapping, among so many creative things. I had made sure she knew all this from the beginning, because I wanted to make sure that none of this bothered her. And if it did, it was okay. I just want you guys to know that. It's okay to have things that are incompatible. It's what part of dating is, you know? But to my pleasant surprise, none of it bothered her. As a matter of fact, one of the first questions she asked me was how I started battle rapping. And I kid you not, no one has ever asked me that before. At least anyone I was talking to. She was genuinely curious because she thought it was really cool that I found a way to battle rap without compromising my Christianity. That was so huge to me, and it made me excited to what the future may hold. Now, when the time finally came to meet in person, I was so excited but so nervous at the same time. I remember on my 40-minute drive to meet her, worrying about not vibing well with her in person, even though everything had been going incredibly well through text and FaceTime. Thankfully, this was all in my head because our first actual date went amazing, beyond what I could have imagined. Just talking about it brings me back. I remember how at ease I was from the very beginning. She was incredibly warm and sweet. I remember that being the first impression I got, besides her being absolutely stunning. I couldn't believe I was on a date with someone so beautiful, both inside and out. It was such a breath of fresh air. I found out in person how incredibly funny she is also. Very much a kid in heart, like I am. Made fun of me on our first date, which was insane. Think about that. Apparently, I was walking too fast and she had mocked my stride. I guess I do that when I'm a bit nervous, and she caught on pretty quick. Our first date was 7 hours long. insane, filled with laughter and amazing conversation. The hours just seemed to fly by. By the time we hugged and said goodbye, I knew something was different. We continued going on dates, and after a couple of months, I knew I wanted to make it official. And by official, I mean boyfriend and girlfriend. We're not quite at the engagement yet. But I did want to ask her in a way that was special and memorable. I decided the beach at sunset would be sweet. I had written a poem for her also, with the ending of it being the question on if she would be my girlfriend. We Bible studied at the beach, not knowing I had a backpack with snacks and a poem for her. I read the poem, and after that, we were, of course, officially in a relationship. So beautiful. No joke, though. Minutes after she had said yes, fireworks went off in the background. What? And I know what you may be thinking, but no, it was not the 4th of July. It was weeks after. Anyways, dating was such a beautiful season. I don't know why I say was, come to think about it. This is like improv at the moment. I didn't even write this part down, but dating is something that's lifelong. But in what that was, such a beautiful season, because it is different. It does change in different ways, you know, once you're married. So, but you never stop dating your partner. So that's definitely something to take away from that. But this was the season where I would determine as to whether or not I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. And I'm happy I did. Now, before we continue with the love story, I want to stress also the importance of dating. I was not dating for fun. While we were dating, I had the ultimate goal in mind of marrying her. This season was to continue getting to know her enough to know for certain that I was dating my future wife. So while our dates consisted of beautiful dinners, drive-in movies, sunset at the beach, Six Flags, mini golf, and among so many other things, we still made sure we were being intentional about the season we were in. Throughout our season of dating, we continued to see how aligned our morals, beliefs, and personalities were with one another. It reminded me of the time my leader in church had advised me to make a list of what I was looking for in a wife. He told me to be as specific as I can so that when God led me to this person, I can go back and see the qualities I was looking for. I remember going through it at some point while dating, realizing she literally checked every box off. Mind you, I listed around 21 different things too. My family loved her from the very beginning and saw how perfect we were for one another. Even in my church, people saw her character and how amazing of a heart she has for others. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 4 to 7, it says, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance." Some of my favorite verses right there. When God says we are to love our neighbor, this is what he means. Powerful. I forget exactly where I read this, but someone had said to replace the word love with your significant other's name, and if most lined up to be correct, then you were on the right path. I realized during our season of dating that so was I. I had fallen in love with a woman of God who had such a love for others. So loving, thoughtful, compassionate, while also being incredibly funny and down to earth. Being with her, I felt younger. What I mean is that being with her was like being a kid again. We're both very much kids at heart and loved watching 90s shows and movies while going back to our childhoods. Now that I think about it, we still actually do that. I mean, her and I were watching Hey Arnold the other day, and boy, was that such an underrated show. Let me know, am I bugging? Is there a show better on Nickelodeon? I don't know, but Hey Arnold was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, the show was written for kids, but even as an adult, it's deep. And it's so funny. Oh my gosh. Shout out to Eugene and Hey Arnold. So funny. Anyways, let me not get sidetracked. I say all that to say this. I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. As amazing as everything was, because we were incredibly attracted to one another, still are, I do want to also say we struggled tremendously with temptation during the season. Take it from me. Do not underestimate the enemy's schemes in trying to rob you off of what God is trying to bless you with. Make sure that when you're in a relationship or engaged, that you are seeking accountability in this area of temptation and update them on a frequent basis. Be mindful of where your dates are and how late you stay out. It's not easy, but it is always well worth it to obey the Lord. All right, so let's skip ahead a little bit to the day I'll never forget. I'll never forget the day I popped the question. I got on one knee and proposed to her at the beach, July of 2021, a little over a year after we had started dating. We had such a beautiful picnic set up at the beach, my gosh. And I had read her a poem before asking her to marry me, a little nod to what I had done when I first asked her to be my girlfriend. It was such a beautiful summer afternoon that I will never forget. I mean, picture, you know, sunset time. It had rained a little bit before earlier that day, so like the sky had just a little bit more color than a typical sunset, which was so, so beautiful. And the best part, because it had rained before, no one had plans to go to the beach that day. And this was on a weekend day. Anyways, I will never forget it. I mean, seeing her wearing the engagement ring I had spent months researching and saving up for was so surreal. I'm actually about to be her husband. But let's slow down for a second. Now that her and I were engaged, we saw it was important that we went to take premarital counseling. Wait, what? Already on the rocks? No, not really. We were well aware that although we wanted to marry each other, there were still things we needed to discuss so that we could work on them now, rather than finding out the hard way in marriage. We went to our pastors for help, and we are eternally grateful they did. They did an absolutely phenomenal job just covering everything that's important under marriage. We went over finances, expectations within marriage, and so much more. A lot of topics that we thought we had discussed already, but not quite this in depth. It was amazing. We were very much in agreement with important marital topics, but we definitely needed to be specific in expectations within marriage. For example, you know, who cleans the dishes? Is it just me? Is it just her? Is it both? It's both. Just, you know. Spoiler. Who takes out the trash? You know, finances. When do we want children? These are important things to talk about. You know, in marriage, for example, like let's say, you know, one of us wants to wait 2 years for children and the other wants to wait, I don't know, let's just exaggerate a number, 5. Like that's a pretty big deal, at least in my opinion. I mean, you know, these important things should be either in agreement or there's got to be some type of compromise along the way. You know, do not wait till marriage to talk about these things. I'm telling you, it makes things a little bit more difficult. So another thing we also talked about was whose church will be our home church. How do we handle conflict? So many different topics were brought up. What brought us so much peace is, to be quite honest, we were very much in agreement with most, if not all, the questions that were brought up. If you're listening, whether you're still single or currently engaged, I strongly advise you seek premarital counseling. It was of so much value that words cannot even describe. Marriage is a big decision, so make sure you're prepared for that. You want to make sure you and your future spouse are starting off on the same page about the important things that'll come within marriage. You want to get started on the right foot. Definitely. Being married, you guys, has been absolutely beautiful. For as long as I live, I will never forget our wedding day. From everything going beyond perfect, thanks to our friends who were hands-on with the wedding, to the powerful ceremony where even non-believers admitted to feeling the presence of God, to the rainbow that appeared behind us at the reception, insane. God was clearly present through it all. This past year has been filled with so much sanctification and growth. And it's because of my godly marriage with Sammy that this is possible. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 22, it says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And in chapter 31, verse 10, same book, it says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." I love these verses because it illustrates how much a blessing marriage is. I truly feel so heavily favored by the Lord. I cannot stress how blessed and thankful I am to be married to Sammy. She is everything I have looked for and yet so much more. She is absolutely stunning, yet also has a heart of gold. She is incredibly sweet and loving towards others. She has such a compassionate heart that feels for other people, and I love that so much. She is so encouraging and is amazing at speaking life towards others. Her words of encouragement have helped me more than words can describe on here. On nights I feel frustrated about life and where I think I should be, yet she's always there to remind me that God is in control and cares about what I'm feeling. She's so awesome. So awesome. And I get to live with my best friend, who I fall more in love with every single day. It's amazing to be able to be home with my wife and we can enjoy each other's company. We can have the time of our lives together watching cartoons or the latest Netflix documentary while having Taco Bell or a home-cooked meal. Stuff like that is just incredible. I mean, we can also sit on the couch and have the most deep conversations about the faith, recent news, our life goals, or even just venting about our day. Communication is very big in our marriage, as you can see. And that's because it is crucial for a healthy marriage to work. Because as beautiful as marriage is, it does still take work. Without talking, you leave room for harboring feelings such as anger or possibly even resentment. Not everything is going to be perfect in marriage. So it's important to always remember that you guys are teammates at the end of the day. Do my wife and I always see eye to eye on things? Of course not. After all, we are still two different people coming together under the covenant of marriage. We're growing, not only as individuals, but also as each other's spouse. Communication is crucial because without it, it is very difficult for any growth to happen. It also leaves room for division in the household, which is exactly what Satan wants. Do not underestimate the schemes of the enemy, especially in the covenant of marriage. Unfortunately, even in Christian couples, divorce rates are high. It's such a sad fact because as Christians, we know better than anyone how sacred marriage is. We understand that in marriage, two become one. This is also shown in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 7 to 9, where it says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate." You guys are now one flesh. So you need to always look at your spouse this way. They are your teammate. You guys are on the same side. This means that my wife and I are adamant about always coming together to some sort of compromise if we don't agree and never going to bed angry. We stay up if we need to talk things out. This also means doing weekly check-ins with one another. This means asking my wife for prayer if I'm being attacked mentally by the enemy in any sort of way. This also means communicating immediately to one another when something is done to us that we don't like. And honestly, these things are incredibly important. I've been told that marriage is one of the most sanctifying seasons of life. And I think above that would be having children. And honestly, it really is. Areas get exposed of one another's that you may otherwise not know about. I see now more than ever how flawed I am. I understood more now than ever my shortcomings, such as my time management skills, patience, and finishing goals. The beautiful part, my wife, I know for an absolute fact, has my back and will keep me accountable, and of course, vice versa. I want you to be encouraged that if you're still single, that there is someone God has for you that will blow away any expectations you may have. I hope that you be patient and not settle for anything that may look like gold when it's not. Marriage is something that is for life. We are to take the sacred covenant serious, not just in the talking or dating stage, but even during the season of actual marriage. These vows that are said on the altar before God matter to Him. Marriage is being there for one another through the good and the bad. Marriage is about self-sacrifice. Now, although I'm talking from the husband's perspective, because I'm the husband, this is also for any woman listening. This means my wife's needs are before mine. It means loving her every single day. After all, God does command this. In the book of Ephesians 5:25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." It means giving my wife a place she can feel safe, financially, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. It means having a best friend who will support me, push me, and grow alongside me. It's such a beautiful gift, but it takes work. I trust that if you allow God to work in you, you will be ready. I'd like, before we end this podcast, to pray for you, as I always like to do. I think that's important. We're here together, and prayer is powerful. I certainly believe that, and I hope you do as well. You know, so whatever season you may be in at this very moment, God is working on something amazing in your life. I encourage you to trust the process, and most of all, trust God. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to first thank you so much for who you are. You are a loving Father who wants the absolute best for us. You are a Father who blesses us abundantly, even if at times we don't deserve it. Thank you for protecting us from relationships that do not serve us well. Father God, I want to lift up and pray whoever's listening at this very moment. I pray, Lord, that if they are single, that you may help them trust the process they are in. I pray, Father God, that you may help them remain patient during the season of singleness. I pray, Lord, that you may help them see the blessings of the current season they are in, because you always are there teaching and molding us to be more and more like you. Father God, I also want to lift up those who are engaged. I pray, Lord, that you may grant them wisdom through this season. I pray, Father God, that you help them prepare themselves in every shape and form for the season of marriage that lies ahead. And for those who are married, I pray, Father God, that you may help them honor you and each other through their marriage. I pray that you may help them always keep you first. I pray that you may continue to mold them and help them be a better spouse towards one another. Marriage is such a beautiful gift, Father, and we want to make sure we always remember how sacred and beautiful the blessing of marriage is. We thank you, Lord, because we know you will help us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I gotta say, I'm very excited for what God has in store for you. Please do not settle for anything less than what you deserve, because you do deserve someone who loves you for who you are. You deserve to be with someone who you prayed for and more. Work on being the best spouse for when the season does come, and trust God to give you the wisdom and confirmation to know you're with the right person. Do not waste your time with anything less. Your time is just too precious. It is better to be single than to be with someone who is not going to be a suitable partner for you in building the kingdom of God. Remember, when God brings the right person, he brings peace, joy, and not confusion or anxiousness. Marriage is such a beautiful season, and I truly hope that this episode was able to bring you some insight on what it's like. Even though, granted, I've been married for only a little over a year, I'm sure as time goes by, you know, I'll do continuations of this episode in some form or another, whether it be different topics and stuff like that. I do plan on bringing my wife, Sammy, for a future episode, because I do think it's important for her to share her perspective as well, the female side, the wife's perspective on our marriage. So definitely stay tuned for that. Well, that concludes this month's episode. If you're still here, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you can find me on Instagram at @officialangeltv for my page, or my podcast page, of course, at The Message Podcast. Hit me up on any of these platforms, whether it be to say hi, I do answer. You can ask me a question on there as well, or even ask me for prayer. If you have any topics you'd like me to touch on in a future episode that you're curious about, I'll definitely take, you know, everything in consideration. But definitely feel free to, you know, reach me on there or my website if you prefer to be a little bit more fancy. My name is angel.com is the website. My name is angel.com. Remember, you are loved, you are valued, and you are created with purpose by our Almighty God. Nothing you've ever thought of or done changes how God feels about you. What I just said are facts. So God bless you and take care. Until next time, folks, this has been The Message. God bless you.